Here we will explore a true fact about Troy Harmon, CFA. To explain the origins of Troy Harmon, one must first delve into the history of that which is greater than the man, his mustache. Centuries ago, the heavens blessed the earth with Troy Harmon's mustache. After earning millions as part of Blackbeard and gaining fame and adulation during its short stint on Tom Selleck's face during Magnum P.I., the mustache got lonely and sprouted arms, legs, and a face. And when done, it looked in the mirror and the mustache named that which held it up in glory, Troy Harmon.
On that note, I'm just proud to be here.
Yes, I'm proud to have you here. Listen, if you want to get a hold of us, we are in the business of making money,
right,
and managing money, doing it. You can call us at outside the metropolitan calling area at 1-855-429-9166. Inside the metropolitan area, 770-429-9166. And ask her, Jennifer Thomas. She'll be happy to talk to you.
Sure.
You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube at Hensler Group.
And someone will pass it on to Jennifer.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, you're not going to get away from Jennifer. You can also get our app from iTunes or Google Play, and that's how you can reach us.
And I suggest you go on our website.
Absolutely.
Hensler.com.
Great information there.
And you might get a flavor for what we do and how we do it and the kind of information. You don't have to be a client to get on Hensler.com. You're going to find all sorts of really interesting things. That if you have a question with anything to do with personal finance and stuff like that, there's probably going to be a topic there that you can
Absolutely.
Get some information from.
Right.
All right. Investment wise, how much do you know about your dividends, Troy?
Yeah, this is a little quiz that I think they found somewhere. Just as well, step down the list.
All right, what proportion of companies in the S&P 500 pay a dividend?
Got any guesses there? They got a
60%.
60%. You would have been a little shy. 84.5%.
Pay dividends.
Pay dividend.
That's on the new S&P 500.
That is true, yes. Now, S&P 500.
If we probably
421 out of the 500 companies.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if we would go to smaller companies that are on NASDAQ, for example? It would be much lower.
It would, because the NASDAQ's got a lot of tech stocks that don't generally pay dividend. You could also note this, all the 500 stocks meet our investment criteria. Only 309 of the 500 do. So, it narrows it down a little bit when you start talking about higher quality.
What's the dividend yield in S&P 500?
You got any clue?
2%.
It's very close, 1.9. We've got a portfolio in-house that we pick from our 309 of those companies, actually more than that, because some of the companies that meet our criteria
are not
in the S&P 500. Right. But you can get a portfolio that easily pays over 3%, and ours, the one that we like to talk about most, is about 3.77%
right now. And it has a growth rate
in the
dividend.
Exactly, and we usually look for about 7.5% on the growth rate.
So we're talking on average stocks now, and it changes all the time, 3.77%.
Right.
And they're growing at 7% a year.
Right.
So they're out there, but believe me, it takes some selection. When you're talking about manage your own money, try that, folks.
Exactly, yeah, making sure your cash flow is covered. The next question, we got which S&P 500 stocks deliver better returns over the past 2 months, talking about the dividend versus the non-dividend payers. It's actually companies that pay dividends. I think at the first of the show we talked about utilities being up over 12% year to date, and they're right in the wheelhouse of those companies that pay dividends. So
telecom pays dividends.
Exactly. Yeah.
And materials generally pay dividends because all the depreciation expenses,
right,
and stuff like that.
Right. Yep. If you look at utilities just alone, the dividend yield in that sector by itself is 3.56%. So, it's good stuff.
And dividend-paying stocks, I'm jumping on to future questions here, but take a company like McDonald's. What does that pay?
Yeah, I don't have
three
it right
point
off the top
some,
yeah,
3.77%.
Right.
So it's not like you're buying public utilities and these things. That portfolio is diversified among 7 of the 10
sectors. Right.
Okay.
The next one is, what sector is most represented in the dividend funds? And this will probably surprise a lot of folks. You would expect it to be, like you just said.
Industrials.
It is not industrials.
They're second.
Financials. Financial services.
Oh, banks and stuff like that.
Yeah, because that's, you know, it's a lot of it. Over 20% of many of the funds that you'll find that are focused on dividend actually are held in financial
I want you
services.
To know Jennifer's cheating.
I do. I have the answer
key. She has the answers over here.
Yeah.
All right. How much does the largest U.S. dividend-paying focused mutual fund hold in assets?
This is a big number. $30.5 billion in assets on the BlackRock Equity Dividend.
Okay. Do you have any numbers on what it pays? And stuff like
yeah. The thing that's strange about this is you buy a mutual fund, and just as we were talking about our pet having 3.77, you buy this mutual fund that's got all these assets in it, the dividend yield is 1.59%. It pays it out monthly, too, so it's a relatively small dividend that you get. And you could buy a direct, like we were talking about, McDonald's or a Southern Company, and you're going to get a better yield.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to be as diversified, but... you know, you still have a pretty solid cash flow backing
right.
on.
How are dividends taxed?
Well, it depends on what they are. You've got.
I hate depends.
There's qualified dividends and non-qualified dividends.
Them, you know?
Yeah, here goes Jennifer. She can help me.
Go ahead.
You know, the qualified dividends are most of the U.S. listed companies, and they're taxed at the same rates as long-term capital gains. And then, so that's, you know, for taxpayers in the top 39.6 bracket, qualified dividends are taxed at the 20% rate plus the new 3.8 investment income surtax.
Yeah. But if you've got less, if you're below that level, it's just
15%.
So a lot better.
Non-qualified dividends are at ordinary income rates.
Exactly. It's taxed, and most qualified dividends are taxed at a significantly lower rate than ordinary income.
You know, and your non-qualified dividends are going to be from some overseas companies. So the majority are going to be qualified, generally.
We didn't get a chance to get through all of these.
Exactly. But 90% of the return in the S&P 500 since the late 1940s has been because of the dividend.
Yeah, if you take the dividends and reinvest them, you find out that that's where the vast majority of your wealth derives from.
Right.
All right. Been a pleasure talking to you. Remember, you can get a hold of us at 770-429-9166. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.